So most of you know Nancy underwent somewhat emergency gallbladder surgery last week. Sunday night about 1 o'clock she rolls over and all of a sudden starts hurting, and about 3:30 we head her to the hospital, and she was in constant pain until about 7 or 8 o'clock Tuesday morning when they took her to the surgery. Could not get it to stop for anything. Now the history of this is that over the last year and a half or so, she's had two or three little flare-ups with this, and her and Ben and Sigel have tried different things to salvage that gallbladder, or to save it, as Nancy would say, because she thought God put it there and it had to have a reason and it was a value to her and she needed to save it. So she was convinced, even up till about 6 o'clock Monday morning was when she finally said she was ready for him to take it out. She had hurt for 5.5 hours, and she finally was going to give in. Otherwise, she was going to want him to do something so she could keep her gallbladder. And so she went through the surgery, and of course, everything went well. Well, Wednesday morning when I got up, I just thought, okay, Lord, tell me. You need to tell me. Nothing happens without reason. Nothing happens without cause. And you need to tell us what you're trying to show us in this gallbladder attack. The surgeon's description was that she had the largest gallbladder he had ever seen, and it was full of stones, and probably through some of those attacks that there was inflammation there that then set up like concrete. And so there were rings of concrete in this big bag she had, and when he obtained control of it laparoscopically and started to remove it, it tore and dumped some bile and gallstones out, and so increased his work, and he had to spend some time really cleaning her out good. And so the Lord said, well, symbolically, this thing is really important in not just your and Nancy's life, but in the body of Christ's life. There are a lot of people whose eyes are turned toward Nancy, and they give her great value, and so they're observing her. And so God used her as an example to teach us some things. You and I know that gallbladder got to the condition it was in because of that outstanding cuisine that Nancy ate the first 40 or 45 years of her life. Everything was fried. Everything was deep, deep fried, and it was a little regard to health in relation to her eating. And that's what that represented, 40 years of the lack of wisdom, of functioning in a place without true revelatory wisdom. Now, ironically, and with great good cause, but ironically, Nancy desired to hang on to that. She was working very hard to retain that thing. And what God told me that day was, this is the way y'all are as the corporate man. That there are periods of life and fellowship in which you operated without revelation and without true wisdom. But you tend to want to add assigned value to that segment of your life. And he's saying, I'm going to have to remove it. And your degree with which you try to hang on to it can cause things to even get messier. That either it is, your wisdom comes the way Peter's did in his encounter with Christ, or it's of the world. That's really the only two options. Jesus said to his disciples, who do the people say I am? And the disciples said, well, some say Elijah, some say Moses. And he said, well, who do you say I am? And Peter said, well, you're the Messiah. You're the Son of God. And Jesus said, this is true, but you did not get this revelation from man. You got this from my Father in heaven. Upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. I'm going to build my ecclesia, my mountain, my body. The rock is not Peter. The rock is revelation knowledge, revelatory knowledge. So what God was saying to me there was, in the season we're in all the things we're dealing with, as He tries to mature us, that we should not try to hang on to the segment of life when we functioned without revelation, when we dealt within our own knowledge. Even though it may have even had the appearance of wisdom, because that's what the doctrines of man do. They have a deep appearance of wisdom. But in that time, we can't hang on to it. It's going to be pain. If we do, it's going to be painful, and it's going to increase the mess that has to get cleaned up. It will cause the circumstances to become more difficult. Gentle as possible, forceful as necessary. Had Nancy taken the prompting from the Holy Spirit the second or third time she had that little spell and gone and gotten rid of that gallbladder, it would have been much easier. Relentless pain from midnight Sunday night till she was sedated for surgery. She never went without pain, and there was nothing I could do to help her. God's instruction, I gave you a demonstration. Know and heed my word. When I call you to let go of life apart from revelation and wisdom, don't hang on to it. Word for not just for Nancy and I, word for us as the corporate man, us as the body of Christ, not to hang on to those things that weren't given to us by God, even though they have the appearance of having value. But if they're not from the mouth of God, they're really not of great value to us. And what I'm speaking about are those things of the spiritual realm, those things that speak to your spirit. Don't hang on to the ones that came from man. Make sure that you receive only those things that came from His Father in heaven. Okay? Questions or thoughts?
Hey, Doug, I have a thought.
Okay.
Just yesterday, Jason came home and he was telling me about a song he heard on the radio. I hadn't heard it, but it's a Christian song that it's called, I think, I Want to Go Back. And Jason said that it's a very catchy little song, and it's I just looked up the chorus, and it says, I want to go back to Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I want to go back to this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And it talks about when I was a kid and I had everything I needed, and basically when life was like ignorantly blissful.
Right.
And Jason said, initially I liked the song, it was so cute, but he said the more I started listening to it, the more I thought, no, that's wrong. Why do we want to go back to being even more immature? We should desire maturity, not blissfully unaware of how ugly the world is. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's just funny. He just talked about that yesterday.
Well, that's a good example, because that's truly what we do. We like to we like to live in our infancy stage. I often wondered, what was it? Why would the Israelites want to go back to Egypt so bad? Every time they ran into a bump in the road, send us back there to die. Let's not die in the desert. You know, they would always want to go back. And I think that's what God was showing us and telling us. As I call you to a more mature level of understanding, let go of those things that had been your previous foundation, because it did not come to you from me. Okay? All right. Anybody else? Know this. Because of your proximity to the end of time, whenever that is, but just because you're closer to it than your parents were, the standard for you is going to be different. I feel as though the standard is being raised almost daily. And when that standard goes up, that's when we're going to be challenged to either hang on to or let go of this thing. When God says, yeah, that's where you were, but here's where I want you, we'll want to hang on to that thing and bring it with us. And that's what we can't do. But know that these standards are going to be changing yesterday. The the accurate representation that you give of your Lord Jesus Christ, that standard is getting higher and higher every day. And the crucial part of it is, it's important for us, but even more, if what I'm seeing in Scripture concerning sin and sickness, it's even more important for your patients. And so your presentation of a standard for them that will bring health and healing to them is vital. Calls for greater discernment, greater maturity, greater steadfastness, greater patience, and really a form of love that may be beyond what we know how to define, but to really lay down our lives for them and be able to speak what has to be spoken. Okay. Y'all have a good week.